28th of February, I'm Steve-O, this is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. New details have emerged in the murder of a 28-year-old primary school teacher. Sabrina Nasser, a University of Bedfordshire graduate originally from Sandy, was attacked on her way to meet a friend at a pub close to her Kidbrook London home. Her attacker, Kosi Salamange, 36, who pleaded guilty to the murder, was captured on CCTV striking Miss Nasser 34 times with a 2-foot-long traffic triangle. There was no evidence of sexual assault. Her body was found 24 hours later in Cator Park, close to the One Space Community Centre, according to Metropolitan Police. The location is only 5 minutes away from her home. Salamange, 36, who has shown previous domestic violence tendencies with his ex-partner, could be imprisoned for more than 30 years. A 4% increase in council tax for the average household has been approved for Bedford Borough. Band A in Little Barford has the lowest rate, while Band H in Stewartby has the highest charge. Several organisations across Luton have issued statements regarding the war in Ukraine. The Association of Ukrainians in Great Britain, Luton, said on social media, "This is news which we hoped would never become reality. The war has begun." A spokesman for the Luton Council of Faiths said, "We urge all people of goodwill to pray for peace for the people of the Ukraine, and Luton Council offered its own words of support. Our thoughts and prayers are with all affected." Over the weekend, Bedford bus station received an early spring cleaning. The public are now being asked not to feed the birds around the station to decrease bird mess. Councillor and Deputy Mayor Charles Royden said, "This deep clean will really help to revitalise this building." That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.